From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, a deadly blast at a Pakistani mosque. Authorities in Pakistan say at least 58 people were killed, more than 50 others wounded. Happened in a powerful bomb blast at a minority Shiite mosque in Sindh province during Friday prayers. Jundala, a splinter group of the Pakistani Taliban, claim responsibility for that attack, latest in a rising tide of sectarian violence in Pakistan. U.S. military says a coalition airstrike killed an Islamic State chemical weapons expert last week near the Iraqi city of Mosul. That news came just hours after Iraqi Kurdish forces withstood and repelled a major attack by Islamic State fighters in Kirkuk province. Edward Uranian has our report.
Kurdish Peshmerga fighters exchanged volleys of automatic rifle fire with Islamic State militants Friday south of the oil-rich city of Kirkuk. The surprise Islamic State attack bore witness to the group's resilience despite a series of setbacks in both Iraq and Syria. Islamic State militants also detonated a car bomb inside Kirkuk in a failed attempt to break into a prison by breaching the walls of the city's police headquarters. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Negotiations with Islamic State militants in an attempt to save the lives of a Japanese journalist and a Jordanian military pilot are at an apparent standstill today. Militants had threatened to kill two if Jordan did not release an Iraqi woman on death row for her role in a deadly 2005 bombing. People in both Jordan and Japan took to the streets in protest. This is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors have charged a third American citizen in connection with last month's attempted coup in The Gambia. Justice Department said Friday that a 41-year-old U.S. resident with Gambian citizenship is charged with conspiring to invade a friendly country. On Thursday, another U.S. citizen pleaded guilty to charges related to the attempted overthrow of President Yahya Jammeh's government. African Union called Friday for a regional five-nation force of 7,500 troops to defeat the horrendous rise of Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militants. The call for a collective action came as leaders of the 54-member bloc opened their two-day annual summit in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa. AU leaders are also discussing the economic recovery of the countries affected by the Ebola outbreak. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke to the assembled leaders.
We are seeing clear signs of progress. I urge the international community to commit more resources at this critical time. This outbreak shows the risk that fragile health system pose for our interconnected world.
The worst outbreak of Ebola in history has seen nearly 9,000 deaths, most of them in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. Fierce fighting continued Friday in a strategic town in eastern Ukraine as a new round of peace talks between Kiev and Russia-backed separatists failed to materialize. And people in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk districts find themselves squarely in the path of advancing rebels who want to take back the territory they had held at the beginning of the conflict last year. Many local residents are worried and afraid, as we hear now from VOA's Al Pessin.
At City Hall, workers prepare plastic sheeting to patch damaged windows and roofs and worry about the rebel advance.
I'm scared, very scared, but what to do? We're leaving. We don't have any place to go, so we live and work. We work under shelling. It's scary, but still.
A statue of Lenin still presides in the Popasna city square, and the winter gloom seems to accentuate the mood. Part of a story with geopolitical implications is playing out here, and whatever their political leanings, local residents feel profound change may be coming again to their once ordinary town, where not long ago no news was made at all. Al Pessin, VOA News, Popasna, Ukraine.
Greece's new left-wing government has opened dispute Friday with the European bailout creditors, saying it will not negotiate with the EU or the International Monetary Fund on the country's bailout.
That's the latest world news from VOA.